I'm going to preach from Ezekiel chapter 37, the Valley of the Dry Bones. It's a striking chapter, and one where there is a strong picture of resurrection. The context of Ezekiel chapter 37 is that the people of God are in dire straits. They've been taken 1,000 miles plus away from their homeland, and they're living in a place far away across the desert in a refugee camp. And they've been there for a while and their hope has all but run out. And then at the beginning of chapter 33 of Ezekiel, the news comes through that Jerusalem, their home city, the place where they believed God was present with them, was destroyed. And so now their hope is really zero. And it is at this point that Ezekiel is given God's word to encourage them, and the start of the message to do with the new covenant, the new agreement between God and people. And here in Ezekiel chapter 37, we see another aspect of the new covenant, which is about resurrection. Yes, God's people can know true hope, full hope, and it's associated with this picture of resurrection. So the picture is a sort of vision. I think Ezekiel was encouraged by God to go for a walk in the wilderness near his refugee camp. And he was set in the middle of a valley which was full of dry bones. Very, very dry bones. So it's a picture of death. And then, as he watched, the vision went like this. He was to say something to the bones, prophesy to these bones, say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Well, this must have seemed strange, but this was what Ezekiel was called to do, and so he spoke to the bones, the word of the Lord. And then, in some amazing way, the bones started coming together. And this is the picture that inspired the song. You know, dry bones and dry bones, and also the bit that goes, and the ankle bones connected to the... Because here we see these dry bones coming together, starting to be connected. And how does it go? Dry bones and hear the word of the Lord, or something like that, isn't it? So it's from this vision. Ezekiel's to speak God's message, and that starts to put things together again, starts to bring hope out of a situation that looked totally hopeless. So anyway, it gets to the point where the bones are together again, but God's not just interested in reformed skeletons. He's interested in life. And so what you see next is in verse 9, prophesy to the breath. And so Ezekiel this time is praying to the breath, praying to God, the Holy Spirit, to bring breath and life into these reformed bodies. And so they're not just resuscitated, they're resurrected. Because God's life is in them now. So first of all, Ezekiel speaks the word to them, and he also prays to God for life to be in them. And God answers both. And so it ends up with a massive crowd who are alive and full of spiritual life. So after seeing this vision, the explanation comes in verse 11. Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They say, Our bones are dried up and our hope is lost. We are cut off completely. Therefore prophesy and say to them, that's not the case. You might feel like your hope is cut off completely. You might feel like you are dried skin and bones, but no. With God and His word, His message, with God and His Spirit, the life giver, you have full hope and life. Even in the worst of situations. It's a great picture, isn't it? And was obviously a great encouragement to those people in the middle of their hopeless situation. And there are several of these pictures of resurrection in the Old Testament that meant when it came to the New Testament on Jesus' resurrection, the disciples had some sort of understanding on which to build, because resurrection was such a radical idea, such a never happened before event. It's no wonder that they were confused and it was so unexpected for them. But once they'd recognized that Jesus had risen from the dead and was alive, and they went back to their Old Testaments and saw these pictures of what hope from God is about, things did start to click, and their hope became full rather than lost. Their hope became overflowing rather than empty. Resurrection, including and most of all Jesus' resurrection, is at the center of our hope as Christians. Let's pray. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for Jesus and for his resurrection after such a cruel death. And thank you that your resurrection hope does bring strength and great hope to people who are in all sorts of desperate situations. You are the one who brings hope out of hopelessness. You are the one who gives us a sure and living hope, whatever else is going on. We thank you, Lord. Amen.